Dr. Fitzhugh Mullen has been studying the questions of health equity in India and India's export of doctors to other countries. He's a professor of health policy and pediatrics at George Washington University here in Washington, D.C. Mullen sees what he calls a trendlet of doctors leaving the U.S. and going back to India, but he says they tend to practice in elite institutions that don't serve the needs of the vast majority of Indians.
You're looking at a country which has infant mortality that hangs in the 60 per thousand, where in the West, even in developing countries such as Brazil, it's half that, and of course here it's 6 or 7 per thousand. You're looking at 500 women dying in childbirth out of 100,000, compared to half that in many developing countries, and less than 20 in this country. So vast gaps in basic human services that are medically dependent. Those are not the physicians who are either being trained, and certainly not the ones who've gone to the West and returned.
You've written about one other phenomenon here, which is that as Indian doctors leave, they're not just taking brain power away. It's not just a brain drain in terms of medical care, but it's also taking away any momentum for political reform of the healthcare system.
Well, this is true in India and elsewhere in the developing world, where you have people who are arguably very bright. They have benefited from the best education the country has to offer, usually at state expense, at public expense, and they have reasons to be dissatisfied. Their system is inadequate. It's unfair in many ways. It's not well developed. If they stayed at home and fought to change that system, systems would change. Fight maybe is too strong a word, but if they worked to change those systems, systems would change more quickly. There is this enormous escape valve called the West, and that diminishes to some extent the impetus for change and for reform.
So what would you have India do to turn this brain drain around?
Well, there are many things, and it should not be my role as a non-Indian to dictate or even speak ex cathedra on this, but the training systems need to change, but the values need to go with that. And this needs to be a system that values more of the primary care, public health, preventive kinds of services, which the vast majority of Indians would benefit from. But the other very important thing to understand is that the West, the United States in particular, but it's true in Canada, it's true in Great Britain, and it's true to some degree in Europe, undertrains doctors and nurses. We do not train the number we need, and we create a vacuum, which is an irresistibly appealing vacuum to ambitious, well-trained people in the developing world.
You're saying the U.S. doesn't have enough doctors from the United States itself. Is that a fault of not having enough medical schools, though, or is there just simply not a big enough pool of people who say, I want to go into medicine, I want to be a doctor?
Annually, we turn away at least 50% of the applicants to medical school in the United States, many of whom have excellent GPAs and would be excellent physicians. We simply have had not offered enough medical school positions. Every year, we graduate about 18,000 medical students, and we offer almost 24,000 internship or first-year training positions. And that difference between the 18,000 we graduate and the 24,000 that we staff our hospitals with is where the foreign graduates enter. Now, we are in the process of beginning to increase the number of medical school graduates, something that's been long overdue. But self-sufficiency in medical education and nursing education and pharmacy education is something that we need to take seriously as a national priority, both for domestic reasons, to provide opportunities and provide jobs in a sector that is much sought after and very important, and as a foreign policy proposition as well. It is not lost on the rest of the world that we are eager consumers of graduates of institutions that are publicly supported, tax dollar supported in these countries. And it would do great things to our global citizenship position if we were less involved in draining the world of its brains in medicine.
Dr. Mullen, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Dr. Fitzhugh Mullen is a professor of health policy and pediatrics at George Washington University here in Washington.